You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Stories out about how Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, you know, Jeremy, one of the power couples out in Hollywood.
Yeah, they sure are.
Had their 10-year anniversary, and Jessica Biel reported that they did a 10-year vow renewal ceremony.
Adorable.
Although very small and intimate with just some friends, but here's her quote about it. And yes, she does use the L word. We literally barely put this thing together.
Really?
We literally barely put this together. She said, we thought this is silly. Are we going to feel goofy doing this? Actually, it was so moving.
Beautiful. How romantic.
I've tried to think about the whole vow renewal ceremony thing, and I know a lot of couples do it. I am not knocking it. Just disclaimer. I'm not. What I'm saying is I'm not sure how I feel. On one hand, I sometimes feel like it's really sweet. At other times, I feel like it is just one person in the relationship who wants to do that, and the other one is just kind of going along to get along. Do you know what I mean?
Well, sure. That's that comes up with a lot of things in a long-term relationship. So why not just pile on and add this on there as well?
I know, but it's one thing when you're trying to decide where to go to dinner, and I can get, you know, that only one person really will decide and the other one will just go along. But when it's something like renewing your vows, to me, in my heart, that should be both parties like gung-ho wanting to do it.
I love
you. However, what would it be like if one person said, honey, I would like to renew our vows, and the other one said, nah, don't need to do that.
Yeah, no thank you. We're good.
How does that go over?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how strong the relationship is, I guess.
All right.
Don't you think?
So what about you? What's funny
because,
is
because, I mean,
said,
I tell Nicole, like, no to things all the time, and she tells me no to things all the time, and then we just move on, you know?
Yeah, but again, you know, I want to buy a new lawnmower, no, is different from I want to renew our vows, no. That's
not a full-fledged wedding.
Things.
It's just a quick afternoon somewhere. I mean, it's not a full-fledged wedding. So no. It's probably a little easier to shoot down.
Some people do the whole big ceremony, and they invite a bunch of people.
See, I don't like that. See, I'm trying to think about this, and it's just so showy to me. It's just, look at us. We're in love. We're happy. We're better than other couples. It's so showy. So I think if it was, if it's like an intimate thing, if it's just the two of you and maybe, I don't know, is there a priest there again or somebody? Or do you redo vow? I don't even know how it works, honestly. So maybe if it's just the two of you on top of a mountaintop or something, then fine. That's something between you two. But I don't want to be dragged to one of these things. I was at a wedding originally. You know, it's like I don't want to go back for round two. I'm not going to do that.
It was quite showy too.
It was very showy, and I've said many times, like if we were to do it again, I know we both would do it differently. Mm-hmm. The reception was the best part. I mean, we had a blast at the reception, so we'd have some quick private ceremony somewhere, and then have the party, the banger party. But you asked, you know, if Nicole would ever ask me to do that, and I honestly think she would not ask me to do that. I don't see that as her personality at all to be like, let's renew our vows. I don't see that at all. I wouldn't do it either. So I'm kind of, I guess that's why I'm so down on this. I'm like, eh.
Seems to me like you two would not do it. I know we are definitely not the kind to do it either. But again, I'm not knocking it because for some couples, I mean, it's wonderful. And
sure,
like
works for you,
said,
whatever. For me, it's a little showy, a little cheesy. It's got a cheese factor to it.
Jessica said after being married for a decade, their relationship feels, quote, incredibly safe. And they have a deep understanding of one another. You know, wasn't it not that long ago that JT was on some movie set holding hands with someone else?
It was like a year or two ago. He was out on a balcony with somebody that he was shooting a movie with, a female. And they were like drinking too much and he was rubbing her leg and they were holding hands and he had to do like an apology thing, an apology tour.
To me.
No, not at all. He was rubbing legs.
I like a good leg rub, though. But as Justin told Jessica, they have to keep dating to keep it fresh. Well,
sure you do.
Yeah, I agree.
They're so wise. Going back,
remember when celebrity couples do something, it's the first time it's ever been done in history.
Going back, when you're ever rubbing your wife's leg, do you do that thing where you work your way down to her knee and then you just pinch on each side of it, like just above the kneecap? It's like the reflex zone. You give her a woohoo!
Ow!
I do that all the time. That right there is how you keep a marriage strong. You act all sweet and then give her the woo-hoo-hoo. That's how you do it. Renew those kneecaps.
Know.
That's right.
Just some thoughts this morning from your boys in the morning.